Hello.
Hello, sir. My name is Joe. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in your area of Texas. A quick survey. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yeah.
Would you be so kind as to share some of your time and opinions with us today on the quick survey, sir?
Certainly. Go for it.
Thank you, sir. Allow me a second. Let me just go ahead and get the survey started real quick. Okay, so to begin with, as you know, there's going to be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congress Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz, and also for state offices, local offices, like state legislature. Will you definitely vote in this primary Democratic election? Primary,
yes,
probably vote? You definitely
yes,
will.
Yes, I will be voting Democratic, for sure.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, please answer the next questions if you feel favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable about the following people or organizations. The first person is Danny Norris. Do you feel favorable or unfavorable about him?
I don't know him. Sorry.
Okay, that's a valid answer. What about Clint Dan Horn?
Don't know him.
What about the next organization, which is the Houston Independent School District?
Yeah, I know about the Houston Independent School District.
Okay, how do you feel about that organization? Do you feel favorable for it or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Okay, would you say very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. What about the next is a person, Shayla Jackson Lee. How do you feel about her? Favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Okay. Somewhat or very?
Somewhat, sorry.
But thank you, sir. What about Harold Dutton?
Not familiar with him.
Okay. Joyce Chapman.
Not familiar with her.
Okay. Now, as you know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of the Houston Independent School District. Which is closer to your opinion about this? Do you support a state takeover because HISD schools are failing our kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous? Or do you oppose it because a state takeover, our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our schools?
I oppose it, for sure.
Okay. Now, in March, there's going to be a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, right? This is pretty much the same question as before. Which of the candidates would you vote for if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Dan Horn, or Danny Norris?
I'm sorry. I'm not familiar with any of them yet.
Okay. Now, based on what you probably do or have heard about them, which do you think that you would lean towards if you had to choose today?
I would be guessing just on name familiarity.
Correct. So you would not guess?
Was there a Harden or something you said in there?
Yeah, there
Dan
is
Harden?
A Clint Dan Horn.
Clint Dan Horn. Yeah, it's probably him, I guess.
Okay. Now, next, there are a few statements about the current longtime Senate representative, Harold Dutton, and his record. Rate each reaction to each as either very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative. Remember, these are statements about Harold Dutton. The first one is that Representative Dutton was the only Democrat in the State House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid prosecution. Does that statement about him make you feel very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative about him?
Makes me feel very negative.
Okay.
If it's
the next
true.
Statement is all if it's correct. Now, the next statement is also about him. Dutton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston. How does that make you feel about him with that statement? Positive or negative?
Positive.
Okay, and would that be very or somewhat positive?
Somewhat.
Okay, next statement is also about him. Harold Dutton has led the fight to provide free health care to uninsured lower-income Texans by or paid by free federal government Medicaid money. I kind of maybe tripped over a little bit of that question. I can read it to you again if you'd like.
Not favorable.
Okay. So that would be a very negative, right? Somewhat or very are the two?
Somewhat negative.
Somewhat, okay. All right, next one is about him also. He is fighting against the extreme Republicans' ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion, even in cases of rape or incest. How does that statement about him make you feel towards him? Very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Very positive.
Okay. Next statement about him also, he voted for a cut in property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost savings to lower and middle income homeowners.
Very positive.
Okay. Harold Dutton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme. How does that make you feel towards him?
Very positive.
Okay. Last one about him is that Harold Dutton supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it.
He did. Assuming that's true, that's very, very negative. It makes me feel very negative.
Very negative. Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, we thank you again so very much for sharing your time with us. We're already 70% through the survey. Next couple of questions, we'll try to get through them quick, right, to get you back to your day, sir.
Next question is,
based on this information, which of the following candidates would you vote for in the upcoming Democratic primary for the State House if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Van Horn, or Johnny Harris? I know that this question is repeated, but it's the same one.
So... yeah, this is interesting. You only told me stuff about Daryl Hutton, I guess. So this must be a call for one of the other candidates. So I'll stick with my Clint, whatever his last name is.
Clint Van Horn.
Understandable. Yeah.
Now, yeah, the last couple of questions here are just to kind of get an idea of where, you know, the public opinion is coming from. Would you say that your age, is your age between 18 and 39, 40 and 64, 55 and 64, or 65 and older?
55 to 64.
55 to 64, okay. Now, do you own or rent your own current place of residence?
I own.
Okay, sir. And do you consider yourself African-American or black?
African-American.
Okay. Do you have any children currently in the local public schools?
No.
Okay. Do you have any grandchildren who attend local public schools?
No.
Okay, perfect. Now, that concludes the survey. Sir, again, we thank you so very much for your time and your opinions. Thank you for taking the time, okay? You have a great evening, sir.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Bye-bye.